morning, we're continuing Chayorim, Kval Nun Aleph, and learning Siman Yud Aleph. So we've been, excuse the pun, digesting a lot of different thoughts about rice that we weren't so familiar with, there's a suffix what the bracha is. We thought it was pretty clear the bracha is mezonos, so we learned like that in our brachas be. We were little kids, and now we're finding out that that's not so simple. So the Chayorim introduces the possibility that maybe this, that what we know as rice is not what the Gemara referred to when it says Erez, it's something else. So he suggests that since it's a suffix, Ubal Nefesh lo yoichol tavshel oi pashel Erez v'dechen shenismachu ele b'techasuda. So the best thing is only to wash, only eat this within the context of a meal. And then you have no question with what bracha to make, because you don't make any bracha at all. It's part of the meal. That's true whether you're talking about cooked rice. It's called tavshil. And the bracha on the tavshil is mezonos. Well, maybe the bracha is adama, because maybe the word oris in the Gemara is not referring to rice, it's referring to millet. And rice is a simple grain, not one of the five species, that the bracha will be hodama all the way through, or possibly the bracha will be even shahakol once you cook it, or because it loses its surah, or once you grind it up and make it into flour, for sure it loses its surah. So the best eats is to eat a techa surah. The Yisharman al tavshas al oris shinis ma'ach mevorachim brei minuzonis. So some say it's a mezonis, some say it's a dhamma, so it's a suffix. The Yisharman the oris who rise. L'chenin sugi d'alma. The Yisharman who hears. L'chenin l'alach l'techa surah. We're not sure what it is. So the best thing to do is eat a techa surah. So he says, if all nefesh don't eat a techa surah. The Maisa, the Mishabur brings down this sugi d'alma. The standard assumption is that this is that what they refer to as or is what we refer to as rice, and therefore a person is allowed to make a mezonos on rice when he's eating it teichasuda, not teichasuda, when he's eating it just plain, not part of a meal, so he has to make a bracha on it. The bracha is mezonos. It does not have a status of a suffix that I should try and be machmer and only eat a teichas surah. So yes, there are individuals, bali nefesh, extraordinarily careful individuals, which are machmer on that. But in general, the assumption, and the Mishnah brings up, the Gemara says that as well, that we have a right to assume that erez is rice. Now, in regards to millet, so millet is more complicated. Possibly millet, the bracha is mezonos, for three reasons. One, maybe millet is what the Mora referred to when it said oriz. Number two, maybe the Mora is the, it's, when it said oriz, it didn't mean oriz versus dochan, it meant oriz and dochan. Number three, there's some Rishonim say that the Gemara is lav dafka these two, this item. It means the idea when you make other types of things into something bread-like, and it's a normal thing to do, so the bracha is mezonos. And that could be true by any type of thing like that. So it's not limited to rice and to millet. It could be true by other types of grains as well. So we have three arguments that the bracha is mezonos. On the other hand, maybe not. So really the best thing to do is only eat a teichas surah. And misafik, if a person would eat it, a person would makes a shahakol on it. Okay, so it's a little bit of a complicated sugya. Halacha l'maisa, the standard minig is that with rice, we assume that the bracha is mezonos, the bracha chorin is brein ufoshos. By a person would be eating millet, so if the original kernels are still intact, the bracha is adama, and if they've been changed in any way, but either by the cooking process, which will mass them together, and possibly the bracha now is mezonos, possibly the bracha is adama, So misafa, you can't see either of them. You make a shahako, mishabura comes out, or you eat a teichas suda. The person grinds it up and makes it into a flour and makes a bread based on that. So again, the bracha is possibly mazonas, bracha is possibly a shahako. You're going to make a shahako because of a suffix. Okay, so that covers the issues of halacha l'maisa based on what we've been saying until now. Meanwhile, have a good day.